Neshama Lechem, sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus. Rabbi Marini Mirazi, Shechli Nishmas, Maris Esther, Rasub Shmuel, Rishchana Tzogar, Masal Chana, Rasub Meir Zev, and Lerfuas, Dina Bracha, Ras Esther Adasa, Rus Victor, Vasila Rovida, Shechal Israel, Schus Nachgida, Basra Chaim Tzvi, Cholanova, Mela, Uchal Tzechal Tzea, is based on the Torah of Hagana of Soloveitchik Zatzal, Rambam, Mamrim, Perek Beis. He writes at the beginning, based in Agadol Shadoshu Bachas Min Amidus Kefi Ma Shenira Beineim Shadin Kach V'dan Udin V'amir Achrayim based in Acher V'nir Lo Itam Acher Listo Arsay Arayz Asoysi V'dan Kefi Ma Shenira Beineim. If you have one based in that darshaned with one of the Midas, one of the principles of exegesis, and so they derived the law through the perception of the matter and adjudicated a case accordingly, and afterwards another court arose and they perceived another rationale on which basis they would revoke the previous ruling. They may revoke it and rule according to their perception. The judge who will be in that age, this indicates that a person is obligated to follow only the court in his own generation. And he go minago pashad at Ruchal Yisrael. The following was applied when a court issued a decree, instituted needed to establish the custom, and this practice spread throughout the Jewish people. And another court arose and sought to nullify the original order and eliminate the original edict, decree, or custom. So what's the din? The later court that does not have this authority, unless it surpasses the original court in wisdom and its number of adherents. And Yachalachi Agoldim and Arashonim v'chachma uv'minyan. If it surpasses the original court in wisdom but not in number of adherents, or vice versa, it can't nullify its statements. Has to be gadol b'chachma uv'minyan, even if the rationale for which the original court instituted the decree or the edict is nullified. So the latter court can't be mevatel until they're greater. Has it possible the later court will surpass the original court in number? Every based in Agadol is 71 judges. So what this means is a minyan chachmei hador sheskimu v'kiblu hadabal shamer based in Agadol below chilchol kupa. The intent is the number of sages in the generation who consent and accept the matter stated by the Supreme Sanhedrin without opposing it. When does the above apply? The regard to matters that were not forbidden to create a safeguard for the words of Torah, but rather resemble other Torah laws. A different principle applies by contrast with regard to matters which the courts are necessary to issue a decree and create a prohibition as a safeguard of the prohibition spread throughout the Jewish people. Another Supreme Sanhedrin does not have the authority to uproot the decree and grant license, even if it was of greater stature than the original court. So this is all talking about when it wasn't a siyag. If it was a siyag, you can't uproot it. Skipping to Halacha Hey. When a court sees it necessary to issue a decree, institute an edict, or establish the custom, they must first contemplate the matter and see whether or not the majority of the community can uphold the practice. We never issue a decree on the community unless the majority of the community can uphold the practice. If the court issued a decree, thinking that the majority of the community could uphold it, and after the decree was issued, the majority of the community raised contentions, and the practice did not spread throughout the majority of the community, the decree is nullified, the court cannot compel people to accept it. Amid Beis and Achav Vadei Pachisua Barash Heino Sigzer Pashetis Pachisua Yesh Lurshus Levantel Afilu Yav Pachus Beis and Arishan Bachachmo Vimenin. The sages issued a decree and thought that it spread among the entire Jewish people. The situation remained unchanged for many years. After a long duration of time, another court arose and checked throughout the Jewish community. So the observance of this decree had not spread throughout the Jewish community. It has the authority to negate the decree, even if it is of lesser stature than the original court in wisdom and in number of adherents. Ad kan mitivrei kacho shel Rambam. There is so much to say about the Rambam, Rabbosei. It's not even shaykh. So let's begin. We see three basic halachas from the Rambam. Number one, kol halacha shel ein beis din yochel vatel divrei beis din chaver al ken gadol men uchach uminyan relates only to takanas and gzeiros shehun hagu. So hold forth that you can't be mevatel unless you're gadol b'chacham uv'minyan relates to akanas and gzeiros that were decreed by the first beis din. So the latter betei dinim cannot come to be mevatel unless they were gadol men b'chacham uv'minyan. However, if they darshan ba'achas mimidoy she'atayra nidreshes b'hem, then they can. That's why it says, based on hagadol shel darshu, ba'achas min amidus, kefi she'neri b'neim, and then a later based in came, b'neiru tam achar listar, osa reza soyser. She'nem rel shofet asher b'mimahem. You only have to go up to the based in your generation. So when they darshan, using one of the principles of exegesis, that another court can come and nullify it. So that's what we learn halacha aleph. They don't have to be gadol b'chacham uv'minyan. However, like we see in halacha beis, if they make takanas, Gzeiris, or in Higu Minug, and it spread, and then another basin wants to come be mevatel the first basin. They cannot do so unless they're gadol b'chachmo v'minyan. However, there's a difference between whether it's a siag l'tor or not a siag l'tor. Takanas siyag, when there is pashe b'rov Yisrael, garnish is gehelfin, you can't be mevatel it no matter what. Kevin shepashtu b'chol Yisrael yivshar levatel and afil adei beis in shakadah b'chachmo v'minyan. However, if they're independent takanas, they're not mishum siyag, they're not a fence, then you can be mevatel if you're gadol b'chachmo v'minyan. That's number two. Number three, Takana l'chatchila wasn't accepted by Rov Tzibur. And the Beis Din that was metaking this Takana knows that the Am didn't accept it. It's batal automatically. That's what we had in Halacha Hey, to make sure that they can accept it. Don't make it to Takana unless they can accept it. And then in Halacha Vav, if they made exeru and they thought they could be accepted, and then the Am was mefakpik, they raised contentions and it didn't spread, it's batal automatically. And then allowed to force the people to keep it. But if lechatchila they thought, even betovs, that it was mispashit b'chol Yisrael, then another beis din comes and checks, and they find that it really wasn't mispashit, it stays in effect, and you have to follow it. Just such a takana, even a beis din katan can be mevatel. Ad kan Tamsis ha'alachas ha'yotzeis midivrei ha'Rambam beperek beis mechuchos mamrim. Mikorot divrei ha'Rambam kvar hevi'u ha'kesef mishna v'yeter nosei kelav. The first din that divrei Torah v'drashos b'yud gimel midas, even a beis din katan, can be cholek on a beis din gadol, we see in many cases in the Gemara. We find that later sources argue with earlier sources. Side with Kufas Chachmei HaMishnah, side with Kufas Chachmei HaGemore. Adrab, we paskin like the Basro. We paskin like the Basroi. When there's a Mishnah Rishon and Mishnah Achroina, the halach is like the Mishnah Achroina. Wadin biyachas l'chachmei HaGemore, anachem poskim keravina v'rabashi. The second din, with regard to the difference that the Rambam made between sugei takonos biyachas lebitul atakona, aydei bezin shagadol, aydei bezin gadol mechaveroi, the Rambam says that if it's a siyag, if it's pasha berov Yisrael, you can't touch it, and if it's not, then you can change it if it's based in its God of Chachma over Minyan. As then over Misugiat Hagmara be Avodah Zarah be Daflam Tvav Mud Aleph. For Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Eicham Otzi Lamish Takan to Tamid Beisham Behilo Atan based in Yehovah Bal Bein Chavin Dagom Ben Chachma over Minyan. Go Tam Rab Baruch Hana Amar of Yerichan Bchol Yom Bchol Yochel Levad Al Based in Divrei Based in Chaver Uchutz Yud Ches Dover Shafil Yavol Yo Based in Wayin Shomin Lo. So the Gemara asks, how does Rabbi Yehuda Nasi matir takana of Tamid Hasham in Hillel? Can't do it. That's your Gadol B'Chachma Uv'Minyan. Also Rabbi Rechana says, he mevatel Rabbi Ezin Chavero except the Yud Ches Dover. Even Eliyahu can't touch that. That's Meforash, because she has Oshir Shnei Dinim. Levitul kol ha'takanot, to be mevatel all takanas, you need Ezin Gadol Chavero or Gadol B'Chachma Uv'Minyan. But in relationship to the Yud Ches Dover, that according to the Rambam are the Siyogim that are coming to be Marchik as Ha'adam and Ha'aveira, even Eliyahu Beis Dino can't be Mevatel. Tosis has a different shot over there, but that's the way the Rambam learns this, because it's a Siyog. A Siyog, even a bigger Beis Din can't touch. Azeh Adin Hasheni. Vini Adin Hashlishi, שיש לחלק בין גזירה שבית דין המתקן ידע שלא פשטה ובין גזירה שנדמה להם שפשטה, כנראה נובע אף הוא מאותה סוגיה. The third din, to be מחלק between a gzera that a beis din המתקן knows there wasn't mispashit, then it never takes hold, it's automatically bottle. Or if they thought it was mispashit, then it's not bottle, but a smaller beis din מבעת לכאורה. נובע מאותה סוגיה. There it says, כי יוצר רב יצחק בר שמואל, כי יוצר רב יצחק בר שמואל בר מרתא, ואומר דורש רב סמלוי בנציב אין שמן רב יהודה בייס דינו, נינו עליו יתירו. At the shaman of Goyim, רב יהודה נס בייס דין were מעתיר, skipping a little in the Gemara, רב יהודה נעשי איך הם עושי למישר את הקון תמיד ושם והלל, how were they able to be מעתיר? The kind of Shammai and Hillel, I'm Rishashi, and my time hold a Pashat Isura Barov Yisrael. Shemin lo Pashat Isura Barov Yisrael, since it wasn't Mispashit Barov Yisrael, so they could be Mavatalit. Rav Shmuel bar Abba Amar, Rav Yerchan Yeshua Rosein Rabbatku, while Shemin shall Pashat Isura Samcha Rosein al Dibre Rashbag, Padir of Lazar Rotzel, Shemin Enkos and Zerot Sivan, Kay Yerub Siv Yacholim La Mukba. Our rabbi sat and they checked about Shemin, that's Lo Pashat Isuro, and our rabbis were Somech on the word of Shimon Gamliel, and our Elazar of Tzadok, that they said they're only allowed to make Gzera on the Tzibur, and the Tzibur can be Yicholim Lamud Ba. So we have to understand this Gemara. In other words, the Gemara says that it wasn't Mispashet. If it wasn't mispashet, then why do we need that? Why do we need to be matir the yisur? Why do we need Rebbe? Rebbe was matir the yisur of Shemin, but it wasn't mispashet Barov Yisrael. So why did he have to be matir? We see in the Maimer of Reb Simlai Minitzivin, Shem Reb Yehuda Beis Din or Nimnu Alav Yitiru. Reish Amdula Minyana De Rebato LeTakana. So from this, the Rambam proves, you know why they had to be Mabato LeTakana of Shemin? Because they thought it was Mispashit, and the Gzera was Chal. And since they thought it was chal, they could be mevatel. They needed to be mevatel the gzeira. Then we have another din in the Gemara that says that ein goes in gzeira and can al tiran can rov sin gecholam lamud ba, which means that if it wasn't miskabel lechatchila, then it's not chal at all. So if it was miskabel, they thought it was miskabel, then you could be mevatel it. That's why they need to be mevatel shemen, because they thought it was miskabel. But if it wasn't miskabel at all, the Rambam learns you don't have to be mevatel. Never took hold. Ad kan mekorotav shel Rambam basugia measugia ve'bemet. דברי הרמב״ם צריכים עיון וביאור. ראשית כל, אנחנו צריכים להבין למה באמת חלוקה הוראה בדברי תורה. When it comes to ההוראה בדברי תורה, אז איננו מתחשבים בגדלות הביתין, ואנו אומרים שאף קטן ממנו בחוכמה ובמניין יכול לבטל דבריו ולהכריע להפך. In other words, when they darshan with one of the midas that Torah addresses behem, we said that even a smaller basin can be machri al hafech. Why is that different than a takana? Then no, if it's a siyag, there's no bittul at all, and if it's an independent takana, they need to be greater in chachma minyan. Why is that? If it's a psak of a basin, then why make these distinctions? עוד דבר, מדוע לא יכלו המורים לחלוק על דברי המשנה והברייתא? So why can't המורים argue with the Mishnah and the Braisa? Why can't we argue with the Gemara? We see that a Bezin Kata can be Mevatel or Rav, a Bezin of a Kadol, that they derive through learning. So why can't we be Mevatel the earlier ones? Why can't we argue with the Gemara? I know there are people today who do argue with the Gemara, but they're not allowed to. The Gemara is the canon. The Gemara is not the... Gemara is immutable. The Gemara is the given. That's the starting point. You're not allowed to argue with the Gemara. Why not? That's the question. Why can't an Amora, the Kalam, the Gemara, except for Rav, the Amora, Tana Upolik, but in general an Amora can't argue with the Tana. Why not? Omadua be'emet, od sheila, yesh chiluk ben takanot. הבאות בתור סייג לתורה, ובין תקנות סתם. If it's סייג לתורה, you can't touch it. And if it's not a סייג לתורה, then if they're God of Chachma ובמניין, they could be מבטל. So the Yerushalmi, which is cited by Tosfos, says that the reason can't be mevatel takanas yud ches dover, is not because it's a siyag, it's because they were moser nefesh. Since there was mesiris nefesh, that's what Tosis brings. You can't touch that. So that's good according to Tosis. That's why the Rambam learns. The Rambam learns the yud ches dover are an example of all siyag Torah. So what then is the difference between the yud ches dover and other takanas? Why the Yud Ches Dover you can't touch and the other takanas you can. Gam ken tzrich leveil din haRambam shebetakana shelo pashta. If the takana wasn't mispashet, it's all tali b'dasa based in Arisha. If the Beis Din knew that it wasn't mispashet, then it's b'teila me'leha. But if the Beis Din thought that it was mispashet, even though they were wrong, You still need to be mevatelet. The next bezin needs to be mevatelet. As a davar hazeh tzarich iyun mishtei b'chinot. Rishit kol, what is the mistake of the beis and the metakin do for us? Why should takana be chal? They made a mistake. So takana is chal because they thought it was mispashit. They made a mistake. Ma pitam. And if the takana takes hold, even without kabbalah tzibur, as madua lo nitztech lebeidin gadol b'chochma uv'minyan. One second, it took hold, right? When they thought it took hold. It actually takes hold. You need to be mevatelet. It doesn't go away automatically. So why don't you need a bigger basin? You need a ma'isa bittel. So why don't we have a bigger basin? So if you want to be mevatelet takana, if you want to be mevatelet siyagei Torah, you can't touch it. Nothing doing. If it was miskabel, if it's an independent takana, it was miskabel, Rov Yisrael, so they need to be gadol b'chachma uv'minyan. But if it wasn't mispashit b'Rov Yisrael, then even a smaller basin is good enough. Why is that? If they were mitakin at the kind of mispashet, the next basin needs to be gadol b'chacham minyan. If it wasn't mispashet, they just thought it was mispashet, they don't have to be gadol b'chacham minyan. What's the difference? As Narasha, but you're pashut me'ot, and we pask in ain't goes in gzera al tzibra and ken yachor rov tzibra lamud ba. The two inyanim over here. Number one, the basin has no rishus to be matur such a gzera on the tzibur. There's an isul tikun. You're not allowed to do it, like the Rambam says. Beis and Shneir Olam Ligzer Gzeir Tetzur Tzichon L'Siyashiv V'Davar V'Leida Tchila Im Rov Atzibur Yecholim Lamod Behem U'Olam Ein Goizrim Gzeira Al Atzibur Elim Kein Rov Atzibur Yecholim Lamod Behem. So it's an Isser. And now a lot of people goizrim such a Gzeira. Number two, Ein HaTakano HaGzeira Naseit Cheftze Shel Kabbalah Shel Maisa In Ein Rov Atzibur Yecholim Lamod Behem. The Takana or the gzeira doesn't become a chevtz of kabbalah shel ma'isa if rov tzibur can't be omid ba. B'shah shehadin harishon mugbal rak lepulat chakikat takanot v'gzeirot ve'eino shech lehoraat ha'torah, ein horaat ha'torah mishtana im rov tzibur yechol o eino yechol lamod ba. Hadin shenemar lo rak betakanot ela gam behoraot deoraita. Rak im klal yisrael kibel horaat zo ונוהג מנהג על פיה, היא נעשית גופה של מסורה שימושית. וכפי שתיאר הרמב״ם בהקדמתו למשנה תורה, ועוד יבואר בזה להלן, ואם לא לא, נמצא כי בעצם בחלות ההוראה ובתוקפה, לא נאמרה הלכה של אפשרות הציבור לעמוד בה. הלכה זו נאמרה בעצם התיקון והחקיקה, וביסודה היא איסור הטלת תקנה קשה. אם כן, זהו שפסק הרמב״ם כי תקנה שלא נתקבלה בכל ישראל, ובית דין המתקן טעה בהערכתו וסבר כשנתפשטה, ואחר כך נתגלתה הטעות. התקנה חלה משום שבחלות התקנה לא נקבעה הלכה של פישוט בכל ישראל לעיכובה. אבל כל זה כשבית דין מתקן, המתקן לא ידע שאינה יכולה להתפשט. אבל אם ידע תקנתו בטלה לכתחילה, משום שאיסור גופה מבטל את התקנה, שאין תקנה שהוטלה על הציבור באיסור קיימת. לכן כתב הרמב״ם שתקנה בטלה, אלא שהרמב״ם חידש בזה פרט אחר. פרט אחד, התקנה בטלה לא רק אם גזרו בזדון ולא התחשבו ביכולתה להתפשט, אלא אפילו אם בשעת החקיקה והתיקון דימו חברי בית דין שכל הקהל יכול לעמוד בה, ונמצא כי עצם הפעולה לא הייתה באיסור, אלא שאחר כך גילו שאינם יכולים להלך בה, היא בטלה מאליה. משום שהם מחויבים להסירה. איסור של אין גוזרין, אלא אם כן רוב הציבור יכול לעמוד רובץ על בית דין גם אם עמדו על המציאות האחריכם. חייבים הם לבטלה ואינם רשים לקוף אתם ללכת בה. וחובה זו מבטלת את תוקף התקנה, וגם על בית דין אחר אין חיוב כזה רק של רשות. ורקן התקנה קיימת כל זמן שאינה מפקיעה, שאינו מפקיע. אלא שצריך עיון, כיוון שאין חלות תקנה תלויה בפישוט בכל ישראל, למה בוקע ועולה דין חדש? כי בפשטה צריכים בית דין גדול לביטולה ולא פשטה, מספיק בית דין קטן. So to translate what I just said into simple French, we said that there are two dinim here. There's a beis din has no reshus, there's an issur on the beis din. Bimati al gzeira on the tzibur, unless the tzibur can be omit, there's an issur on the beis din. And then there's a second in here, second in here, that the takana, or the gzeira, doesn't become a functioning takana or gzeira if the tzibur can't be omit. Alright. In the Lamdish language, the takana doesn't become a chetz of kabbalah l'maisa if the tzibur can be omit. So the first din is only talking about takanas and gzeiros, and not shaykh to have to learn the Torah. In other words, the first din is ein ha'enushes l'beis ma'at gzeira ala tzibur, the tzibur can be omit. That's only talking about takana or gzeira, it's not talking about passing the Torah. Because if you learn the Torah when you're passing the Torah, so it really doesn't matter whether the tzibur can be omit or not, there's no issur on the beis din. To learn a certain way, the tzibur can't be omit, that's what the Torah says, that's what the Torah says. So, the issur only applies if it's not haras haTorah, if it's only takana or gzeira. But the second din, that ein ha'takana or gzeira nases chefza shel kabbalah, shel maisa, and ein ha'tzibur v'tzibur yichol l'amud ba, is referring even to haras haTorah, not only takanas, but even to paskening the Torah. If the takana or gzeira, the tzibur didn't hold on to it, they weren't able to be omed, so it doesn't become a chetzah shel kabbalah shel maisa. This harah never took hold, because the tzibur, to make the takana in the first place, they can make the takana in the first place regardless of the tzibur, but if it's a harah d'oraisa, not a takana. But when it comes to it taking hold, that's universal, both the harah shel Torah and takana minhag. If it never took hold, then never became operative. Only if Klal Yisrael is makabel, no ibn al pia, then it becomes part of our active tradition, as the Rambam explains in Zakam to Mishnah Torah, as we're going to get to Mitzvah Hashem, future lesson, offering, shir, call it what you will, and if not, not. So it emerges that be'etzem b'chaluto ra'o b'tokla, in the chalos, in the taking effect of a psak, there is no halacha when it comes to a horad araisa. There's no halacha of the afshirut ha'tzibur la'amod ba. This halacha was said in the, excuse me, I made a mistake. When you're talking about takanas, there's no halacha of the possibility of the tzibur, whether or not they could be omid ba. The halacha, the isser was said on the etzem atikin v'achakika. So there's an isser to be matil atakana if the tzibur can't be omei. That's an isser tikun. And then the second question is, did it take hold? If it took hold, then it's operative, and if not, not. So that's the Rambam paskins, that takana was miskal b'chol Yisrael. And Beis Din, who made the takana, made a mistake and thought that it was, and afterwards they realized they made a mistake. The takana is chal, because b'chalosa takana, there is no halacha of pishut b'chol Yisrael li'ikuva. It's not ma'akev whether or not it was mishashit b'chol Yisrael. That's not ma'akev. They had an isser to make a takana that wasn't going to be mishashit. But if they made a takana, and they thought that it would be mishashit, and they thought that it was mishashit, so now it takes effect. So that's all when they didn't know that it can't be mishashit. However, if Beis Din knew that the takana is batel chachila, because the isser itself is mevatel the takana, because the takana that was placed on the tzibur beisser does not take effect. So if they made a takana, they knew the takana would take effect. It's not chal in the first place because it's beisser. Maybe the Rambam says the takana is batel. If it wasn't mishashit, the takana is batel because it was done beisser. The Rambam is mechadish a detail. The takana is betela not only if they were gozer bizadam and they didn't pay attention, they didn't take regard, they didn't take into account whether or not it could be mispashe, but even if at the time they made the chakik and the tikkun they thought that the kala could be only ba, and it emerges that the etzem pool wasn't biser. And afterwards they were regaled that they can't. It's also batal because they have to be maserit. They have to remove it. This isser ain't goes from Gzeirah and came over to see Yochalamuba hangs on the basin. Even if they realize afterwards what had happened, the seer wasn't on it. They have to move batal and they can't force the people to follow it. As the Rama writes in Allah above, that Horesh Gazer Beis Gzeira V'dim V'shrava Kol Yichol Lama Ba V'achav Shizu V'pikku Kulam Ba Lo Pashit Rav Kol Horesh B'teila. They issued a decree and they thought that people could be only, but they were wrong. So it's Batal and they can't force the people to follow it. But if they thought that it would be mispashet and it was like that for a long time and then another Beis came along and said that it wasn't, then the next Beis has Rishus to be mevatel, even if they're smaller than the first basin. So again, if the takana was made b'isser, then they have to be mevatel it. Whether the isser was mezer or b'shogeg, they themselves have to mevatel it. And if not, a later basin has reshus to be mevatel it. But then the question begs, since the chalosa takana is not totally b'pishu b'chol Yisrael, because now it comes out that if they thought that it was mishashi b'chol Yisrael, and it wasn't, the later days it needs to be mevatel it, or is allowed to be mevatel it, and they can even be a smaller beis. If the Beis Din himself sees that it wasn't mispashet, then it's b'teila v'en rishay lakav v'sam v'lechas, but they can't force the people to accept it because it's batal. But if they thought it was mispashet, then it actually takes effect, it actually takes hold. Just a later Beis Din can be mevatel if they're smaller. But you see that it takes effect even if we see that it takes effect, even if the it wasn't mispashit b'chol Yisrael. B'chol Yisrael. So then why do we have this distinction between whether it was mispashit b'chol Yisrael or b'chol Yisrael or not? We see it takes effect even if it wasn't mispashit b'chol Yisrael. So why, if they thought it would be mispashit, they thought it was mispashit b'chol Yisrael, and it turns out it wasn't, why is it enough there? We say, yeah, it takes effect. Just we say that even though it takes effect, you're not allowed to be the Beis Din that's mevatel can be smaller. But if it actually was mispashit b'chol Yisrael, the next Beis Din has to be bigger. All right, it takes effect even if it wasn't mispashit b'chol Yisrael, as long as they thought it was. So why didn't we allow a smaller basin to be mevatel? If it was mispashit b'chol Yisrael, we said that we need a bigger basin. If it wasn't mispashit b'chol Yisrael, they thought it was, then a smaller basin. But you see that if it wasn't dispatched to B'chol Yisrael, they thought it was, then it takes effect. That's why you need a smaller basin. But why a smaller basin? You need a big basin. But God just like it was dispatched to B'chol Yisrael. B'chol Yisrael, you need a bigger basin. So the Torah wasn't dispatched because in both cases it took effect. So that's our question. What's the chiluk between a basin gadol and a basin katan? And if it was mispashik, you needed a basin gadol, it wasn't mispashik, you needed a basin katan, in both cases it took effect. So mitzvah Hashem, it's a Hashem Dakeinu. In the next segment, we will be now there, discuss this. We're going to see in flaws. Please stay tuned. Shalom, shalom.